Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Monday, April 14th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's tonight's top stories.
Tonight. In a historic victory, Fed surrendered to American citizens.
And the resistance that they got made it sound like enough is enough with the federal government. We're drawing a line in the sand right here.
That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Well, there was a huge victory over the weekend. An epic showdown took place between federal agents and Bundy Ranch supporters. The BLM was forced to back down over fear of a Waco-style confrontation.
The crowd is now moving forward toward the barrier. The police have been telling everybody they're going to shoot if we don't move back. People are moving forward with their hands in the air, holding flags with both hands in the air. It's a mixture of people on foot, as you can see, people on foot and cowboys.
Time to talk upstairs with Metro. All right, push these people back up off the gate. Push them back up off the gate. We're going to work to release these cattle. Listen to me. I'm going to work with you, but I need you to back up.
I understand. But what you're doing, you will get that time.
That's all right. We're playing. We're not playing. I know, I get that. We're going to push them back up off the gate right now. I'm going to work with you and you. I'll allow you two to come in with me.
We're not going to arrest you.
We've got my word, but no one's taking
it.
If you want to stay there, that's great. Then your dad is
called. Do your thing.
Then your dad on top.
We'll make sure that we're
going to need some help if they decide that they're going to pull those pins. But I need, it's only going to be Bundy and his son.
No, it's the people or not. And you guys need to leave.
Okay.
You need to leave. That's the
turn. I'm telling you, you need to de-escalate the situation.
No,
I'm imploring upon you.
It was like a scene straight out of a Western. Amazing scenes unfolded on Saturday as Bundy supporters and cowboys on horseback faced off against ARM, Bureau of Land Management agents, and police. They were demanding that hundreds of cattle seized by the BLM over a grazing rights dispute be released from a nearby corral. Now, feds and law enforcement at one point were threatening to shoot protesters dead, but Bundy's supporters fearlessly held their ground and then began advancing on the corral. Hundreds of cattle were eventually released, and BLM agents left the scene, which was a remarkable victory for property rights activists against big government.
But the BLM is going to cease this operation.
However, the battle for Bunkerville, as it's being called, is far from over. The Bureau of Land Management has vowed to continue its pursuit of Clive and Bundy, asserting that no deal has been made to cease its case against the Nevada cattle rancher, and they will pursue administratively and judicially for the $1 million in grazing fees it claims Bundy owes the feds. So even though we know this isn't the end of the battle for Bunkerville, it was a very powerful moment in the modern American liberty movement. Bundy and his family were able to stand up against the federal government and stand their ground, protect their life and their property because of the Second Amendment. And now we know that that's why it is written exactly the way it is written, unfolding right before our eyes in real life. But what is Senator Harry Reid, who's embroiled in this whole thing, even though he's remained a little mum over the last few weeks, what does he have to say about this?
Is there anything you would like to say about what's going on down south with Clive Bundy and the BLM?
Well, it's not over. We can't have an American people that violate the law and just walk away from it. So it's not over.
And Senator Harry Reid looks like a knockoff Agent Smith right there, and perhaps he knows something that we don't. Sheriff Mack told Ben Swan today. Mack said that he has received intelligence from multiple credible sources inside the BLM and the Las Vegas Metro that there is no question that the federal government is planning a raid on the Bundy home and the homes of their children who live on the property. According to Mack, the so-called retreat was nothing more than theatrics. It was a ploy to get people to back off, to get people out of the way. They weren't expecting us to get this amount of people here, and they were surprised by the numbers, and so they wanted a way to get us out of here. This was a ploy to get us out, and then they're going after the Bundys. But Reid said something else that was interesting. He said we can't have Americans breaking the law and getting away with it. But apparently he's being very selective in choosing just which American citizens are going to be prosecuted for breaking the law. We have many reports of the big banks laundering hundreds of billions of dollars for drug cartels. HSBC laundered money for terrorists. And indeed, it was drug money that kept the banks afloat at the height of the global financial crisis. Now, if an average American citizen gets caught with a tiny little bit of pot, they're going to jail. But drug money continues to be funneled through HSBC and other big banks to support terrorists who are going to buy guns and bullets to kill our soldiers overseas for these wars. But all those banks and their shady dealings are what caused the economic collapse in the first place. So shouldn't they be prosecuted for that? Let's see, what does the Attorney General think about that?
I am concerned that the size of some of these institutions becomes so large that it does become difficult for us to prosecute them when we are hit with indications that if you do prosecute, if you do bring a criminal charge, it will have a negative impact on the national economy, perhaps even the world economy. And I think that is a function of the fact that some of these institutions have become too large.
And it's not just these huge globalist banksters that are too big for Eric Holder to jail. We've also got an heir to the DuPont fortune who can rape his 3-year-old daughter. And rather than go to jail, he's given probation because the judge rules he wouldn't fare well in prison. So you see, if you've got enough money, you can rape children and get away with it. But if you're a cattle rancher who's just trying to make an honest living and whose cattle are grazing on the land that their family has been working on for 140 years, Harry Reid wants you to pay. But let's shine the light back where it deserves to be, on you, Harry Reid. Let's take this back, way back to last month. There are a lot of media outlets who are reporting that, you know, these solar farm plans were miles, if not hundreds of miles away, or that ENN project fell through last July. But we just want to emphasize the senator's plan for solar projects in Nevada isn't limited to the shelved solar farm near Laughlin. This is a picture of Reid from March 2014. He's breaking ground for a new solar farm about 35 miles from the Bundy Ranch. Now, the developments of solar farms just like this one is exactly why Senator Reid was using the BLM, whose director is Reid's former senior advisor, to push Bundy out of the Gold Butte area. His family has worked for over 140 years. The BLM specifically stated in documents that it wanted Bundy and his cattle out of the area as part of the agency's regional mitigation strategy for the Dry Lake Solar Energy Zone. Now, the BLM announced in a March 14th press release that current action building on the Western Solar Energy Plan it's a plan to expand domestic energy production and spur development of solar energy on public lands in 6 Western states. Arizona, California, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, and Utah. So if you aren't one of those cattle ranchers in Nevada, it might be coming to a state near you soon. Now, the regional mitigation strategy for the Dry Lake Solar Energy Zone is just the first of several pilot plans to be developed by the BLM. So let's not miss the point here. Now, probably a lot, we don't have a lot of politicians speaking out about this because they don't want the light shining on them, because it's not just Harry Reid who's involved in these little backdoor deals. They're all, these career politicians are all involved in these little deals. But this is Agenda 21. This is crony capitalism right here, forcing people off their land with fines and regulations so that you can, you know, force these states to move to alternative energy by 2020. That's the cutoff. And then you shut down their coal plants and whatever other means they have to create energy in the area. And then you, as the politician, get a little cut of the deal when you allow these foreign companies to swoop in and then provide this solar energy that you're forcing upon the people and then selling it as domestic energy. Meanwhile, the money is funneling to foreign corporations. So that's why we're kind of, we don't really know how they're going to spin this. A lot of people want to take Reid down, but if they do, it's going to shine the light on some backdoor deals they might be involved in. So it's pretty exciting what happened there this weekend. I think a lot of people are in a bit of a kerfuffle over what's going on. But if the situation at the Bundy Ranch proved anything, it is that Americans are fed up with this overreaching federal government. And this weekend was our line in the sand to remind the federal government they work for us and not the other way around.
The resistance that they got made it sound like enough is enough with the federal government. We're drawing a line in the sand right here. And it drew people from all around the country who basically said to the feds, quit your heavy-handed theft of property and act like you're a normal litigant and not God Almighty.
That was Judge Andrew Napolitano appearing on Fox News to denounce the federal government's operation against Clive and Bundy. Napolitano said the feds were forced to back down because they had suffered a PR nightmare, pointing out that Bundy lost his case in a federal court, but that the case should have been tried in a state court. And that's what Bundy's been saying this entire time. It's a states' rights issue. How are you going to have a federal court case where it's the feds versus a private citizen? So that doesn't even make sense. And Napolitano also said that instead of filing a lien on Bundy's property, which is what the government should have done, what they're authorized to do, what they would have done in any other case, instead they wanted this huge show of force. They swooped in with assault rifles, aimed and ready, and stole this guy's property, Napolitano said. They stole his cattle, and they didn't have the right to do that. That's theft. And they should have been arrested by state officials. But we already saw how the sheriff there was responding to the federal government and how they were overreaching in his state. And Napolitano also scoffed at the ridiculous First Amendment area, which was promptly torn down, saying it was miles away from where all the action was taken. And it was a utterly repellent zone, the federal government emasculating the First Amendment rights of the protesters. So a lot of people are likening what happened over the weekend as the American Spring, definitely a huge moment for the modern American liberty movement. And we will just have to see the Fed's next move. Hopefully it's not going to be a world-shaking event, but that's what a lot of people are predicting is going to be happening over the next year or so due to this blood moon and the upcoming Tetrad, which isn't really that uncommon, but it just hasn't happened in a while, and it does happen to fall on a lot of auspicious Jewish holidays. So this upcoming blood moon Tetrad, it's going to begin tonight. And if the events of the last weekend were any indication of just what kind of an effect this is going to have, we may be seeing some more explosive events in the future. Now, the moon will turn blood red tonight at 1 a.m. on the East Coast, peaking at 3 a.m., and a more comfortable viewing time for those of you on the West Coast. It'll start at about 10 p.m. this evening. Now, coming up, David Knight is going to be speaking with Jerome Corsi. This will be an excerpt from him. He was fresh back from Nevada today hosting the Alex Jones radio show, and he spoke with Jerome Corsi about the foreign development aspect of the land grab in Nevada. So that's coming up.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
I'm David Knight. I just got back with Josh Owens from the standoff in Bunkerville, Nevada, with the Bundy Ranch and the BLM, who basically turned the area into martial law after a 20-year dispute over what could legally be done there, over a 20-year dispute about trying to shut the ranchers completely out of the area that they had enjoyed for generations, asserting that it was for the behalf of the desert tortoise. That was an obvious pretense. At the same time, they're mounting a multi-million dollar operation, a militarized operation against this family. They're allowing turtles, they're actually not allowing, they are euthanizing turtles under their care, more than 1,400 turtles under their care. And of course, they were able to drive out 52 of the 53 ranchers in that area with their regulations, coming in and saying, you are now only going to be allowed to have 10% of the stock that you used to have before, and you're not going to be able to put your stock on the land in the prime part of the season. That's the incrementalism. That's the way, through regulation and these unelected bureaucracies, they can regulate any business out of business. That's what they're doing with Obamacare. It's essentially the same thing. Coming in and declaring that they have the right to assume new powers that are not in the Constitution. The Ninth and Tenth Amendments say if it's not explicitly in there, you don't have that right. They don't have the right to force people to buy Obamacare, to buy insurance, to spend much more than they ever would on an insurance policy, forcing single men to buy maternity policies so that they can transfer excessive amounts of money to the insurance companies that gave them money to run for office. So what we're seeing here is crony capitalism. When we reported this, this was really the thing, I believe, that drove this dramatic turnaround that we saw between Friday afternoon, late Friday afternoon, and early Friday morning. By Friday morning, the sheriff was there with a BLM press release in hand saying, we're going to allow you, we're going to open up the land again for your cattle. Of course, they had his cattle, a lot of his cattle they had already seized, and they were subsequently taken back. But listen to this article that came out today from the Washington Times. They said, it was likely that pressure from upstairs, that would be Harry Reid, rather than weapons from the field, that changed his mind on the matter. Who is he that changed his mind? That would be the director of the BLM, the guy who used to be Harry Reid's senior policy advisor, Neil Korns. He is now the head of the BLM. That's right. The guy who used to work for Harry Reid is head of the BLM, and they were specifically targeting the Bundy Ranch, and Kit Daniels found that documentation specifically targeting them as mitigation area, like a carbon tax credit, so that they could go ahead with their solar projects. And they are going ahead with First Solar. The Chinese project was presumably shelved back in June, but Harry Reid has resuscitated that project before in the past. It's not to say that it is completely dead. I've got on the phone right now Dr. Jerome Corsi, and at WND, he wrote an article about where the Chinese are going with this. They're not just in that one area with Harry Reid. This is massive. This is across the country. Dr. Corsi, thank you for joining us.
A great pleasure. Thank you.
Now, in April, in your article, you say that Bloomberg reported that a Chinese billionaire, who was the founder of ENN, the energy group that wanted to put this solar project there, had teamed up with Harry Reid to get incentives, including land that was 113 miles south of Las Vegas, and they sought to buy $4.5 million, less than one-eighth of the land's $38 million assessed value. So they're getting it for one-eighth of the price. These are sweetheart deals. These are being done all over the country. There is a plan to establish Chinese ownership and even Chinese factories and towns on the ground here in the U.S., isn't there?
Well, yes, I mean, I've been writing about this now for several years. I mean, especially under the Obama administration, it's really picked up. The Chinese, working largely with Harry Reid, have had these plans to put massive solar facilities, actually to buy energy, period, the United States. I mean, under the George W. Bush administration, you've got to remember that the Chinese were prohibited from buying interests in ports because it was viewed to be not in our national security interest to allow major energy or transportation facilities to be owned by the Chinese. Well, the Obama administration's reversed that. Of course, you know, we've continued to borrow $1 trillion from the Chinese, and the interest on that alone is mounting daily. And the Obama administration shows no end of interest in running deficits and borrowing from the Chinese. So here runs Harry Reid in 2011 with a group of senators on a Senate-funded trip to China. And Harry Reid comes back with this partnership with ENN Energy, ENN Group, which is one of the largest energy companies in China, 100% owned by the Chinese.
Yeah, Chinese government, yeah.
Chinese government, and partnering with the ENN to bring to shut down coal plants in Nevada and to bring ENN into running 8,000 or 9,000 acres of solar farms. Because you got to remember, one of the problems with solar energy is it takes huge amounts of land, and having all this land used for solar power funded by the Chinese, you, of course, got to throw ranchers off their land, and you have to exclude any coal-powered plants, which are cheaper and more effective.
Well, of course, they had rights, just like property owners have rights, and they've got to somehow get them off of the land before they can turn an area over to a developer to build a skyscraper in a city. It was the same sort of thing that was happening here with these ranchers.
And I think the showdown ended when it became clear that, I mean, you were reporting it at InfoWorld, we're reporting it at WND.com. The Harry Reid connection here is Harry Reid is about as corrupt as they come.
Yes.
He's put his son and his lawyer for ENN Group. He's pressured EN Energy, which is a utility providing electricity in Nevada, to take more energy from renewable sources than is economically reasonable to do. And NV Energy refused. That's why the original Chinese plan to buy these 9,000 acres has failed, at least failed this round. Harry Reid will revive it again. Harry Reid never gives up on these plans.
That's right.
Chinese. Just because the Bundy Ranch won today doesn't mean BLM is going away. I mean, this guy, Korns, who has been appointed heading of the BLM, was formerly a top advisor to Harry Reid, has spent the last few years in BLM doing the six-state study in the Southwest of how to convert huge areas of the Southwest to solar farms. And again, they're not worried in moving the, endangered species to another habitat, which they call mitigation of the effects. The environmentalists are happy to do that. If it's to build a solar farm owned by the Chinese, they just won't move this tortoise if it's to the benefit of a rancher who wants to graze cattle.
That's right. They've done that over and over again all around the area of Las Vegas. They've moved tortoises out. They got money from developers there and said, that's fine. You pay us money. We don't really care about the tortoises.
Yeah, the tortoises are just a chip in the game.
That's right.
The left and the environmentalists don't care about the tortoises. It's just a way of using the BLM and the EPA to impose this ideological agenda against carbon fuels, which is absolutely an irrational agenda. I mean, it's, you know, again, you see it in the hysteria over the UN's Climate Commission coming out again and saying all these disastrous consequences are going to happen because we burn carbon-based fuels. Carbon-based fuels are perfectly natural. They're a product of the earth. They can be burned in a clean fashion. They have nothing to do with dinosaurs. More lies. But the left, the Democratic Party, and the radical core of the Democratic Party, Al Gore through Harry Reid, have found a way to make billions of dollars personally, millions, by scamming the American people into this climate hysteria, thinking the carbon fuels are bad. In the meantime, inviting the Chinese to come in here and build billions of dollars, taking land away from ranchers in order to let the Chinese run solar energy farms, which are not productive, not economically competitive with hydrocarbon-based fuels. But yet in the ideological agenda of the Democrats, they believe they can sell this lie to a dummy-down American public that doesn't know the difference and will be scared by climate hysteria. You know, the world's going to end if we burn coal. Well, no, it's not. But yet in Harry Reid's agenda, that narrative is important for Harry Reid and his Democratic crony, corrupted buddies in Congress to become millionaires and billionaires just like Al Gore did.
Exactly. You know, it's not just about China. Now, as you pointed out, WND has reliable information that the Bank of China has continued to advance plans to convert China's holdings of U.S. debt into equity. That's what we see happening with China. But of course, it's not just even with China. This is crony capitalism. This is where giant corporations come in, buy special favors, get the government to run out by regulation all of the small businesses. We've seen this pattern happen over and over again in many different industries. But what's happening here is that Harry Reid has put his minion, the guy who used to be a senior policy advisor to him, in as head of the Bureau of Land Management, which they now see, I guess, as the Bureau of Land Ownership. And they are now trading these mineral rights that they find throughout all this property, the water rights, the surface rights. They're trading those all off to their giant corporations, and of course then getting massive campaign contributions from those same corporations. That was what caused them to back down, was shining the light on these cockroaches, wasn't it?
Yeah, and look, I'm sure it was Harry Reid that caused the back down. Harry Reid doesn't want this being brought to light. I mean, but look, the Democrats, Obama, the corruption within the Obama administration is enormous when it comes to energy. Again, remember, it was all these Solyndras, these, you know,
right, $500 million
that were funded by Obama in the stimulus bill all went to bundlers, you know, Obama supporters and funders. Money slipped under the table, campaign contributions to Democrats. And what happened is that all these solar panel Democrat funded firms went bankrupt because the Chinese undercut them in producing solar panels on the world market.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.